And Fiona Kelly's here with what it says in the papers.
New figures revealing that 2023 was the hottest on record. An investigation into how 14 migrants entered the country in a refrigerated trailer. And the junior minister for health speaks out about not being consulted about changes to the Fair Deal scheme. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times reports on those new figures about how 2023 broke the record for the hottest year ever, with scientists telling us that the planet was 1.48 degrees hotter last year compared with the period before the mass burning of fossil fuels and other polluting activities ignited the climate crisis. The investigation into the discovery of 14 people who were found in a refrigerated trailer on board a lorry which arrived into Rosslare Europort on Monday generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Independent builds its lead story around an interview with Junior Health Minister Mary Butler, who expresses concern about the move from next month to allow nursing home residents to keep all income raised from renting out their homes because she fears that it may result in people being prematurely admitted into care. She also tells Philip Ryan that she wasn't consulted on the final decision and wouldn't have proceeded with the plan. Yesterday's finding in a British coroner's court that Sinead O'Connor died of natural causes in her flat in London last July generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a court case in Mallorca in which reality television personality Callum Best is facing allegations made against him by a British woman who claims he sexually assaulted her in Ibiza in 2022. The Irish News runs with a picture in its front page of the funeral cortege of Thomas Tucker McConville, one of the 10 children of Jean McConville, who was abducted and murdered by the IRA in 1972. The father of six is the fourth member of his family to die in recent years. The Irish Daily Star bases its lead story in an interview with Carla O'Connor, a resident of Ballinrobe, who took part in the recent protest against the housing of 50 male asylum seekers in the town. O'Connor was previously involved in what the paper describes as a porn video, which went viral in 2017 and which resulted in a Garda who featured in the video being temporarily suspended from duty. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that Northern Ireland's chief vet, Dr. Robert Huey, is to retire. Mr. Huey's department had to pay out £1.25 million to a whistleblower who made allegations related to animal welfare at an employment tribunal in 2021. Back in the front of the Times is a picture there of the newly appointed French Prime Minister, 34-year-old Gabriel Attal, alongside his predecessor, Elizabeth Borne, at yesterday's handover ceremony. As well as being the youngest, he's also the country's first openly gay Prime Minister. Elsewhere this morning, a number of today's papers give coverage to the finding that Dublin is the second slowest urban centre in the world for drivers out of 387 cities. London is the slowest. Another piece of research commissioned by Redsea and Lidl, which found that more than half of those surveyed had never attended a women's sporting event, compared with 30% who'd never attended a men's sporting event, also receives widespread coverage this morning. On a more positive note, The Independent interviews some of the Gardaí who were involved in running a late-night soccer league in Darndale in North Dublin, aimed at breaking down barriers between the Gardaí and young people in the area. And finally, not for the first time, an English publication has been called out for laying claim to an Irish talent. Plugging its first edition of 2024 online, GQ magazine describes its cover star, Barry Keoghan, as one of our most inspiring actors, which of course prompted a flurry of posts from Irish people pointing out that the actor is in fact Irish, as well as the headline in today's Mail, "Hands off Barry, he's one of ours."
At least they were right in saying he's most inspiring. Anyway, that's Fiona Kelly.